The 8 young musicians who form the Zimbabwe band Liana are all self-taught and all disabled. But their severe physical challenges are not reflected in their music. Liana began the new year with a tour of the United States, and Lonnie Shavelson caught up with them in concert at Stanford University in Palo Alto, California. The remarkable thing about Prudence Mabena's voice, other than its vivid resonance, is that you're hearing it at all. When she was born, Mabena's body was so deformed by a rare skeletal disorder that her mother was told to kill her on the spot.
My hands are bent, like they're not straight, and my legs were also the same, so I had to go for an amputation. And, well, apart from that, I'm beautiful. I am. And so they say I've got a cool smile.
Her voice has been compared to the great South African singer Miriam Makeba.
I don't really know where my voice comes from. It's a gift that I was given by God. I guess my voice sounds so good to people. Maybe it's because I use it wisely.
Like Mabena, Liana's other members are also physically disabled by spina bifida, brittle bone disease, hemophilia, and muscular dystrophy. They met just a few years ago as students at a school for the disabled in Bulawayo, Zimbabwe's second largest city. Shortly after they began performing together, Liana won the regional Music Crossroads Festival for Young Artists and toured Sweden, the Netherlands, and Belgium. A review of the U.S. tour in the country's leading Sunday newspaper, The Standard, raved, "Liana has done us proud." That's something to hold on to in Zimbabwe, today one of the most dysfunctional countries in the world. It is in the headlines for widespread food shortages, a cholera epidemic, record-setting inflation, and violent political repression. But the country used to have a different reputation. Soon after its independence in 1980, Zimbabwe became a center for disability rights. Dr. Raymond Lang of London's Cheshire Center for Conflict Recovery has studied disability in Zimbabwe. He notes it was one of the first countries in Africa to write equality for the disabled into law. But Lang, who himself has cerebral palsy that affects his voice, says the recent political and economic catastrophes there have erased all gains.
If you're living in that kind of environment, it's very, very difficult to advocate for rights. You're really advocating for survival with many people starving.
Liana!
In the Ndebele language of Zimbabwe, Liana means rain, a gift from God. It's also a term for good luck. When the members of Liana perform on stage, they say they're raining down good luck. Mabena says they'll need good luck as they return home.
Going back to Zimbabwe, oh my God, it's hard to say this. Our country is going down and down. So many people are getting in trouble. Anything can happen.
I'm Lonnie Shavelson in Palo Alto, California.